is Daniel over there. Dual Face inviting you to a party May 21st at Farrell's on Van Nuys Boulevard in Van Nuys. That's right, Farrell's, 8 o'clock, May 21st. And we're going to be having a birthday celebration then in the evening. So be there, okay? Thank you. Do it, and goodbye.
What prompted you, Dan, since you're on that side of the microphone? What started you in this, and when did you start? And
what started me was a friend that was in school, and he forced me to buy a phone from him one day. He took my keys to the house, and finally I said yes, but I had to get home and get my bus pass and stuff.
And real interesting, man.
Then one day I called his line up, his personal number, and he was forwarding to a line called Feedback, and that's the first time I heard what an entertainment line was, and the person that runs Feedback is sitting next to me, Brian.
It's 9:46 a.m. I was wondering if you were going to come over to my house to work on the sound around 11 a.m. as we discussed last night, to work on the sound on Kevin's film, so we can just get that over with and check out the pulse sync and see how that works. So if you want to come over here, I can use your help, because he'll be here at 11 and I don't know. I don't really know what to do myself, but if you're not here, I will attempt it, but that's as far as I can say, because he comes all the way out here from Canoga Park or Northridge or something like that. It's kind of, hard for him to get up here, but I'll just see what I can do if you're not here. So if you can get here, I'd sure appreciate it. Help me out while I'm there, so I'll see you around 11, hopefully. Okay? Bye. Hello, Dan. This is Paul. It's 10:18 a.m. And just wondering if you're going to be over here about 11. I hope you can. If you're not, well. Oh, well. I don't know where you can be unless you're sleeping, but you should try to come up here. I called you first before I called Kevin last night to make sure that you'd be here. And if you're not here, I guess I'll just have to wing it, you know? Okay, bye. Yes. Just by any chance you might be home and asleep or something and won't be able to answer the phone, I was thinking of dropping by real quick and trying to wake you up in case you're dead asleep. Well, we'll have to see. Anyhow, I'm just going to run by real quick and see if you're home. I don't know, in case you're not getting these calls or something. And so it's now 10:38 and I'm on my way, and we'll do what I can, I guess, if you're not home or whatever. So thanks. Bye.
This message is for Sheila Ross. I heard about what happened. I wish you my condolences.
One more day. One. recordings you have just heard were the ones actually found on Daniel Ross's answering machine after his untimely death on April 29th, 1983. Hello and welcome to a very special presentation of the Daniel Ross Memorial Tribute, a special highlighting just some of the works produced by Dan Dualphase Audio Productions, including clips from the popular Dualphase Entertainment line, which ran from December 28, 1978, until his death in 1983. Also, audio clips from The Visitant, a short film we worked on together in 1981. Plus, Dan's musical talents with the Casio VL tone. All this and more on the Daniel Ross Memorial Tribute, presented by his good friend and your host for tonight's presentation, that's me, Paul Mack. This program contains clips from previously released material from the 1984 and 85 Dan Ross Memorial tapes, along with a whole lot of new stuff. So batten down your ears and prepare yourself for the 1986 edition of the Daniel Ross Memorial Tribute, presented by Paul Mack Productions, doing it the Dualphase way. And now, a blast from the past.
And now into today's Dualphase tape.
Just for you, doing it for you, Dualphase.
I hate to do this to you, but we have a comment next time. It's from the Movie Maker, and
what?
I thought I don't like playing guest stars comments
hey.
On tape. But
give me that mic. Let me tell you something. If it's one of my comments, it has to be good, okay? So just play it, and we'll find out. Get that tape out of my face. Play it. Let's go. I want to hear.
That's the Dualphase tape that people. I've got 26 listeners. Oh, I don't know.
Plug that thing back in. There goes the tape.
Oh, okay. Anyhow, it's got some interest on Star Wars, so we
now,
will.
Now there's
play.
A comment person that really knows taste in lines. Only comment line that they'll leave their comments on. This guy will play. I believe that even though what she said about feedback, though, I realize it was heard on more than one line, but I like that. The
this
only
is
line.
Not feedback.
Anyhow, that was a good choice. I do believe that if you want to leave your comments, leave it.
Brian Matabella, hello, Dan. You sexy hunk of man. When do I get to see you again? Isn't
it going to
be a Dualphase party?
Yes, Laurie. Well, gang, you can come around. It's December 28th. That's a Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. And keep tuned for more announcements and more details. It's going to be a big party. I want you all to come.
Yeah, and it's great. But
I got to say, the last tape you did was outstanding. The production, the quality of that, my God, it came up to Dualphase standards. It's outstanding. Keep it up, Dan. We appreciate it. Catch you later.
This week, Paul Mack, Ron from Van Nuys, Bert from Beverly Hills, Michael Gorman, Stephen Z. Blueline, and Ryan W. Feedback, all on the new Dualphase.
More people than ever doing it for you.
It's ridiculous. I can't take it.
Oh, no, I can't take it.
Well, I'll take you home instead. But Sonny dropped in the studio. In fact, I should have crashed into my car. Michael from Hollywood.
Ah, hello, Marty.
Yeah.
What a party, I'll tell you.
That's when Brian and Steve left, wasn't it? Mike from Montage
you
just...
You know why they left, because...
Mike from Montage and Barrett from Beverly Hills just left. We're doing it for you. We've got Ron from Van Nuys that just came in a while back.
It's getting late.
Yeah, it sure is. This is not bad. We've done two tapes in the evening. We did the montage tape at 666,
as
Brian says, flattering.
Can you believe
everywhere.
That? Wait a minute here. Can you believe that? She wants to know what he looks like. What does he look like?
I would if I were hearing my voice.
But you won't go into that. Anyway, listen, why don't you want to know what I look
actually,
like?
Actually, I'm in love with myself.
Get away from the mic. Yes, he's an ego triple mania, just like the Brian Feedback-a-thon.
Dual mania.
Wait a minute. Now, seriously, people, I'm going to answer every one of your questions, okay?
Okay. Okay, starting with one.
One. What does he look like? We won't go into it. We won't talk about it. How tall is he?
No. If you want to know what I look like, you can come to the party at December 28th.
That's right.
The hello party. This is Al Bernay, and it's about 11 a.m. Saturday morning. 30 April. I just got a comment from a name I couldn't recognize from West LA who said you were found dead and it was a suicide or something. So call 3111 if you're still alive. I'm curious to know if this is serious. It sounded pretty serious. So, as I said, if you're still alive, call me on 3111 and keep trying throughout the day or tonight. I'll be gone between now, between 12 noon and 5 p.m. Today's Saturday, 30 April. Goodbye.
This is Dave Culver City, and with some memories of Dan Dual Phase. The first time I spoke with Dan was on January the 1st, 1979. Dan's line had come up 4 days previous to that, which was on the 28th of 78, December 78. My memory of the line was very, very different from anybody else's line. As a matter of fact, his line was like the first high-tech line that really did a great deal of production. In 1978, Dan, when he started out, was in North Hollywood. He had a 982 number, and that was the first number that, as a matter of fact, it was forwarded to. Regina, the Watchtower, she forwarded to that particular number. And then it moved to L.A., a 245 number. Then it moved out to the Valley once more, and he had, you know, several subsequent numbers. Dan's line, Dan also displayed not only his talent for the art of recording, but he also displayed his talent of music. I thought that his musical talent, though he was self-taught, was really very, very good. As a matter of fact, I do have something personal around here which he had sent to me personally, and I'm sure all of you have heard it. Dan was a very fine guy. He didn't seem to be very depressed. He didn't seem depressed at the time when he passed away. If he did have some difficulties, he would always, I'm sure, go and talk to his friends. I just don't believe that he was a fellow that really was a real downcasted individual. I thought he was a fine man. I really did. And I'd like to say to Sheila and Rochelle, Rochelle, who I've probably never spoken to, but to Sheila, I have talked to you before. And let me just tell you that if I ever do get a chance, and I do mean this from the bottom of my heart, if I ever do get a chance to meet you, I'm not just going to shake your hand. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach around and give you a great big hug. And I would love to meet you sometime. That's all there is from here. We'll be talking with you soon. Goodbye.
God bless. Dan, he did a lot for phones. He's got things going. Always remember him. And, you know, it's every year when somebody goes, you know, it's sad. Last year, like I said, we lost 6 phone callers now, I found out. First at the end of the year was only 4, I found out. But Dan is one of the greatest. And, that's about all. I'm going to get going, so God bless everyone. And I hope everybody stays in good health and makes it through this year on phones. This is your favorite guy. I'm going.
Hi, Dan. This is Steve Carroll. For once, you sound cheery. Where have you been? You haven't called me for weeks. Have you kidnapped my power supply? Or is it still in the country? Give me a call. I hope you're doing well. Bye-bye.
In 1981, I had the good fortune of collaborating with Dan on one of my film projects. Dan's key role was audio engineer. His main tasks were mixing down the final soundtrack along with the musical score. This was done over a period of 4 months. When completed, the short film was premiered on Friday the 13th of November, 1981, to a crowd of over 200. The overall response was overwhelming. Dan was just 18 when he completed the soundtrack. More recently, the film's been sold to the home video market for rental and sales. Dan passed away shortly before work was to begin on our next film project. But now, here's a clip from our fine collaboration together for my personal favorite production of all time, The Visitant.
Who are you? What do you want?
Daddy, why don't you listen to me? Turn around, Daddy. I said turn around.
You aren't lost, are you? No. Well, if you're looking for the track meet, it'll be here, at the college, at 3 o'clock. All right?
Yeah.
I gotta run!
The following is an example of Dan's musical talent. He was said to have had perfect pitch. Dan never took any music lessons to do what he did with a Casio VL-tone keyboard and his multi-track recorder at home. Here is the music that will live on in the hearts of all Dan's peers for years to come.
I know you're doing it again every April around this time. Brings an anniversary, a sort of sad anniversary, and I'm not talking about income tax either, being the anniversary of the passing of Daniel Dualphase Ross. And I basically didn't know Dan that well. I had never met him personally, and although I did hear his line a few times, I was very impressed with the type of work that he did over there. But every year around this time, Paul Mack, personal friend of mine, has not only reminded me, but everybody in the phone world as well, to the remarkable talents of this man, his musical abilities, his sound production, and what have you. And I have the fortunate task right now of working on a project with Paul Mack, doing the sound, something that Dan Ross would be doing, I'm sure, if he was alive now. So I feel very honored and flattered that Paul would ask me to do that. I hope I can do as good a quality job as Dan would have done if he was still around. Now, I am very familiar with Dan's work. He has done some remarkable stuff I have heard over here, and every year we do remember him. And even though Paul Mack Presents is no more, and even though the lines at 761-3330 are down,
Paul will find a way to make sure that we do remember him, and I think that's very flattering. And I think, Paul, you do a remarkable job at doing that. And it's nice to have friends like you that do like to reach out and touch somebody even after they've left us. And one thing I did find here that might be of interest, I did put together a very short memorial program for Dan shortly after his passing, I believe it 4 years ago. And one of the things I happened to find was, now I don't know if Dan called my line much, I honestly don't know, but he did at one time leave some input over here. And one thing I was flattered about was that he did enjoy the Gopher Twins. And I've got this one piece of input, the only piece of input I've been able to find by Dan Ross on my line about the Gopher Twins, and I thought I'd let you hear it just for the heck of it.
That was so good. That was dual phase good. Anyway, this is just for me to you. I thought it was really good. I stayed up for the whole thing. It's the only line I've called in a long time that I've paid for. If you have any demo tapes or something you'd like to play to me, perhaps I'd be interested in listening to them. I'm just curious to know more what you do. Send information or whatever at P.O. Box 2600, that's 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Address that to Dual Phase, care of yours truly, Daniel Ross. Goodbye.
And there you have it. That was Dan Ross referring to the Gopher Twins. So I am very flattered that he did hear my stuff, and there's a lot of line runners up nowadays who do still to this day admire Dan's work and still try and imitate his style. And I can name off several lines who do that. So Dan did make a dent, as Brian Feedback said, in telephone entertainment. His work will always be appreciated and will always be remembered. And in the Artie Awards, we do remember him every year with the special Daniel Ross Memorial Award Lifetime Achievement. And the recipients of that for the last 2 years have been other very talented people like Brian Feedback and Al Bernays. So, Paul, it's a very nice thing that you're doing, remembering Dan every year, and I'm sure this memorial program you're putting together now is going to be worthy of your past efforts. So, salute to Daniel Dual Phase Rush on this, the memorial of his passing. Gone, but as they say, never forgotten. This has been Mr. Fun. Thank you. Bye.
Daniel Ross, Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Get it now, Dr. Fox's Weird Juice.
Number one network, Dual Phase.
Music, 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 music.
Equipment together that's running to this very day together for me, would come over and repair it anytime, day or night, if I would give him a rum and coke. Well, that's not much payment for keeping my phone line running, I guess, but now that he's not here, I'm helping keeping his running, but I'm sure that we're all going to miss Dan very much.
Hi, this is Bob Burbank, and I'd like to call and just pay tribute to a dear friend of mine who passed away a year ago. That was, most of you guys know, it's Dan Dualphase, or Dan Ross, for those who knew him closer. Dan was a close friend of mine, and a great humanitarian, and I just want to pay tribute to him, and don't want him to be forgotten. I'm not much at leaving messages here, but just felt I had to leave something. Not too many times I can do just about anything and not think of him. So, I guess that's about it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I'd just like to say that for the few times, the short time that I knew Dan, we'd go out together with Paul. He was a very, very talented young man. It's a shame that he had to go, but God has plans for everyone. And I'm sure he's in a better place, but he was very, very talented, and I'm sure this tape has shown all his talents and the good that he did and the time that he had with us. And he brought joy to those who knew him.
To my knowledge, Dan didn't get out very much. I was always given the impression he spent most of his time in his room. You should see his room. I mean, if you're like me, you see I like gadgets and mechanisms and electrical and electronics, you know, stuff like that. And Dan's room was like one big control panel. I mean, really, one of his walls in his room, you know, like he's got this entire phone switching bank. You know, with wires that go to everything. I mean, not even to mention the equipment he used to make the Dualphase tapes. You know, I think Dan's biggest priority was quality. I guess that's what, you know, is best associated with Dan. The effort he put into having a product that was the best possible quality for everyone else. You know what I mean? Dan would be upset and disappointed even if something wasn't exactly like he wanted it, because his biggest concern, I think, was his audience, you know, whatever the situation. He wanted everything he did to be what the people would like best. You know, if it wasn't like he wanted it, he'd be disappointed, because he was afraid that, you know, the beholder, I guess, of the product would be disappointed. I think he was afraid of that. And there are very, very few people that have that type of concern for others. Like, how good will what they leave be for the next guy kind of concern. You know, Dan touched on the lives of many, many people, however slight or great, because of that concern. And I know that if I'm never reminded of Dan again, you know, for the next 20 years, and then suddenly you ask me, do you remember Dan Dualphase? In an instant, and I'll remember. I think that's the same for everyone else that knew Dan, too.
Paul, it's Sheila. I would like to thank you for running the tape for Daniel. I know if Daniel could, he would run a tape on Dualphase, thanking you, Brian, Bob, Ron, Regina, David, Michael, and Dennis, for all the love and support you've given his family this past year, and for all your efforts to keep Dualphase running. And for everyone continuing to remember him on May 21st and 28th, of December 28th, and for your continuous support of the Dualphase line. Rochelle and I would like to thank all of you who were with us at this time last year. I think of you often. I really don't know what I would have done without your support. My love to you all. And may you have a good day, Daniel. God bless.
Ross died on April 29th, 1983, just 3 weeks short of his 21st birthday. During the course of his life, he touched the hearts of all of his friends. He made us smile. He made us laugh. He made us cry. And he made me realize the value of a real friend. So to my friend, this tape is dedicated. Dan taught me everything I know about audio engineering. And he set high standards for years to come in the field of telephone entertainment. There might be a lot of you out there, a lot of you new callers, wondering what this is all about. Or maybe even some phone veterans who remember Dan, but wonder why we continue to honor him in this way each and every year. Well, my answer to you is, Dan Ross was my friend. And as long as I ever have anything to do with telephone entertainment, I'm going to continue remembering him for those of you who might have forgotten, and to inspire new talent and line runners, and keep the torch burning for quality telephone entertainment. And I know Dan would have wanted it that way. So until next year, when we meet again, always remember that my friend Dan wanted the best for you. From Studio City, California, this is Paul Mack. Good night, and God bless you all.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.